It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already May 22nd and May 23rd. The year is coming so fast and quickly. It just seemed like we were talking about, oh my God, we can't wait till 2021, and here we are, and it's already May 22nd and 23rd. This weekend with me is Mike Culver, who's the executive director of the Wright Museum of World War II, and we will talk with Mike momentarily. I do want to put a big shout out to my guest last week, who was Tina Sott, who was at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, and Tina did a great job of explaining all of the protocols that the Music Hall in Portsmouth are using to get people back, and I'm sure that'll be a topic for the Wright Museum as well. So, Mike, thank you for joining me, as you do at least once a year, and of course, we start with WrightMuseum.org, all one word, and that this has nothing to do with the Wright brothers.
Right, exactly.
So why don't you...
Charles Wright, who has a museum also. Charles Wright was a great African-American artist, and a lot of times we get phone calls for that museum.
Exactly, but this is a museum of World War II. But why don't you, Mike, let's start with the real basics. Again, the website is WrightMuseum1word.org, but where you're located and what's the overall theme of the museum?
Sure, Tom, and thanks again for inviting me. We are located at 77 Center Street in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, and we're open, once we open May 1st, our season is May 1st to October 31st every year, and once we're open, we don't close again until October the 31st, so we're open every day, Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and on Sundays from 12 to 4.
Great. And so are you definitely going to open up on May 1st this year?
Yes, absolutely. Last year, we because of the pandemic, of course, we didn't open up until June the 22nd, so we lost about 6 weeks off of our season last year. Then once we did open, completed the season very successfully, and everybody is safe. The museum is a 20,000 square foot museum, so there's no problem with social distancing, and we are asking people to wear their masks still. We do clean high impact areas frequently during the day, and we think we've got a pretty safe environment, not only educational but safe.
Great. That's awesome. And it's good timing that we have you on here on May 22nd and May 23rd, because right now you have an exhibition called The Untold Story, and was made possible by the Service Credit Union, who is a great community partner, with additional support by Pratt & Whitney. So tell us about that exhibit.
Oh, sure. It's a really wonderful exhibit. We did something this year that we hadn't done before. We've got two exhibits running at the same time, and both focus on the role of women during World War II. One is called WASP, The Untold Story, which you just mentioned, and the other is the one that we curated here from our permanent collection of posters, World War II posters, called Women in the War Effort, Recruiting Posters of World War II. So we're emphasizing and focusing on the role that the great role that women played during World War II. The WASP story is very interesting. A lot of people don't realize this particular group of women. Once we entered the war, there was such an uptick in how many airplanes had to be made, because we were really far behind before World War II, because we were pretty much a neutral country trying to stay out of any kind of a war after World War I. And so we didn't really have a wonderful group of airplanes to be able to use during that period. So as soon as we entered the war, what happened was they began to manufacture thousands and thousands of planes. From 41, they were manufacturing about 19,000 And by 1994, they were manufacturing 96,000 planes per year. And so with so many men that were being drafted into the service, of course, you had to get those planes that were manufactured at the plants to the bases where they were going to be used. And so servicemen did that, military men did that, flyers. And they decided that one of the things that women could do to help would be to be the ones who ferried those planes from the factories to the bases. And so they began an organization called the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, and that's what WASP stands for. And they were civilian pilots, and they were attached to the United States Army Air Force, but they were federal civil service employees. They were not military. And so that organization, the WASP, were the ones who really, really did a lot of work during the time, not only for ferrying planes from one place to the other, to free up male pilots for combat roles. They also helped to test experimental aircraft, the women did. They helped train pilots. They repaired aircraft because, of course, they had to learn about the aircraft engine. They even pulled targets behind their planes for artillery practice. And there's stories about them landing after one of those and finding bullet holes all in the back of their planes where some of the bullets didn't hit their target.
Wow. So that was a great explanation of WASP. I always wondered the inside baseball story. And it also is a great, I think, depiction of it was definitely all hands on deck during World War II. And if you weren't on the front lines fighting, you were back home helping, you know, male or female. And, boy, that's a lesson we probably could use today. So the website, again, is Wright Museum, WRIGHT Museum.org, all one word. Tell us about memberships. If I just show up in May to look at the exhibit at 77 Center Street in Wolfboro, what are the costs and what is the value of getting a membership?
Well, we'd love for you to have a membership, and I'll explain that in a minute. But let me go first and say that adults are $12, and military and seniors are $10. And students are $8, and children under 4 are free. And members, of course, are free all of the time. So you could get a membership and come back as many times as you wanted to during our season, which is a good idea because we have usually 3 or 4 different special exhibitions that you might want to come see all 4 of them or all 3 of them during the season. And once you paid your membership, you would have your card and you'd be able to come in. And of course, they range in membership from a single right up to family, and then a little bit higher than that. And if you go online, you can see at WrightMuseum.org, you'll see the membership levels and be able to decide if one of those works for you.
Great. And for my CEO colleagues, when we continue to review the special exhibitions, you know, many of them, some of them are sponsored, but in addition, we could use additional sponsors. And as Mike and other of the leaders of our theaters and other museums will tell you, that the cost of a ticket doesn't nearly cost the cost of the actual exhibit. So it's easy to get to. That's the other thing. People don't realize how easy it is to get to Wolfboro. And is the tank still out there, Mike?
The Stewart tank is still breaking through the front of the museum, yes.
So it's very hard. It's very hard to miss that. Tell us before, we've got to go to break in about a minute, but tell us the quick story on the tank.
Oh, the Stewart tank is, we have a Pershing tank, a Sherman tank, and 2 Stewart tanks in the permanent collection. One of the Stewarts is fully operational. The Stewart tank that breaks out from the front of the museum is not. It's a static exhibition, but it is a World War II Stewart tank. and it faces out on Center Street, busting through the brick wall of the museum, and it does stop a lot of people, at least slow down to take a look at this strange thing busting out. And you know, we've had, of course, like anything else, we've had people who say, "Well, I've been by there for years and never stopped in," but they always know where it is when I say it's the one with the tank busting out of the front.
And you make a good point, because I've had a number of people also tell me that with regard to the rocket ship that's right across the street from here, our home office in Concord, with regard to the Kristen McAuliffe, you know, planetarium / Discovery Center. Oh, that's where the rocket is. And
right, exactly.
So I'm encouraging New Hampshire residents. We have this jewel here, this Wright Museum, and there are a number of them. Such as the Discovery Center and many others that people as residents, don't realize what a jewel that we have. So I'm encouraging people to, make the trip to 77 Center Street in Wolfboro, or become a member, WrightMuseum.org. And of course, as Mike said, you can go to the exhibit, and if you're bringing your toddler, or if you're a grand toddler, that's free, and and it's relatively inexpensive for an adult at $12, but become a member. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, May 22nd and May 23rd. And this weekend, Mike Culver has joined me, and Mike is the leader of the Wright Museum of World War II, which is in Wolfboro, 77 Center Street. The website is WrightMuseum.org, and as we explained in the first half hour, this first 15 minutes, it's not the Wright Brothers Aviation Museum. It's really a museum about World War II history, and Mike did an awesome job of explaining the WASP, the women pilots, and also just in general the war effort of women, because in World War II it was, in fact, all hands on deck. If you weren't fighting in the war, either in Europe or in the Pacific, you were back home and in factories and doing other things to help the war effort. So right now, May 1st through June 10th is the WASP, the Untold Story, as well as the war effort by women in general. But coming right up in a month or so, is from June 16th to August 11th, is World War I America, an exhibit made possible by the Ballantyne Family Charitable Foundation. Now, I know you've explained this to me before, even though, quote-unquote, the Wright Museum is a history museum of World War II, that it's natural to sort of set the stage for World War II, because really World War I, from different perspectives, was unfinished business, and it was not really that surprising that World War II came about 20 years later, which, as the older I get, 20 years is nothing. So in any event, tell us about the World War I exhibit and why you decided to establish that.
Sure, and thanks for remembering what I always try to tell people. Our mission in terms of collecting and displaying history is that we focus on World War II, but that doesn't mean that we can't do special exhibitions and do education programs about other aspects of American history outside of that period. So last year we did a wonderful show on Vietnam, and this year we're doing a show which is World War II America, and it is one which is part of the National Endowment for the Humanities program, and we're so happy to have that here. And you're so right. World War I directly led to World War II. There's just no doubt about it. And so there is this thread that runs through that period, even into Vietnam and then past Vietnam. This thread that runs through history that unites history, and that's the reason we study history.
Exactly. And I was always fascinated by
and the things that we did right, the things that we did wrong, and try to learn from those things.
Exactly. And I was always fascinated by World War One. I read the book All Quiet in the Western Front, and then actually saw the movie, which there was some real footage, and you realize that, you know, the devastation, you know, the trench warfare and men losing their feet by just sitting in a canal or a trench, you know, in wet boots and things like that, and how that then, you know, like 20 years later created, helped create, you know, an even bigger World War II. And as you pointed out, many people don't realize that, but we didn't really, meaning the United States, get into World War One until the very end. So people, that was, you know, a great history lesson. So thank you for explaining that. And again, that's June 16th to August 11th, World War One America. Big shout out to the Ballantine Family Charitable Foundation with support from the Laconia Daily Sun to make it happen. Because as mentioned, tickets, memberships only cover a portion of museum costs. So I hope, some of my fellow CEOs who are listening to this will entertain becoming a sponsor for future exhibits, as well as individual citizens becoming members, or just drive up to Wolfboro, 77 Center Street, and take a look at these exhibits. And then later on in the summer, and again, just like I said, how 20 years now as I get older seems to go back in an eyelash, we'll be here in August before you know it, hopefully, you know, completely back to somewhat of the old norm. August 17th or October 31st, you have something called Shaped by Conflict, Mementos of the World War II Era, and that exhibit is made possible by the Ware's Publishing Company, John and Evelyn Frank, and the Taylor community, which I'm very familiar with, having presented there in the past. So tell us about the Shaped by Conflict Mementos of the World War II Era, what that exhibit's about.
Sure. This is an in-house exhibition that we curated here at the museum. And it's using some of the we have over 14,000 items in our permanent collection, so we have a lot to draw from. For instance, the show that was on in May on the World War II posters, all of those posters are from our permanent collection. Shaped by Conflict draws from mementos which we have in the collection and their keepsakes. Some of them are to honor a fallen comrade or remember a sweetheart, you know, through a piece of jewelry, some wonderful pillowcases that the soldiers bought at the PX and sent back home to mom or their sister or their love or their wife, pieces of what they call trench art, where things are carved out or made out of art that are part of the battle. So many things, postcards. There are just so many things, drawings that people made while they were in the service. All of these were shaped by conflict.
Great, great theme. And I think, kind of reading up on it, I think that all of these exhibits, you know, the Civilian Women's Pilots Organization, the WASP, the Untold Story, the women's war effort in general, the World War One setting the stage for World War Two. So that exhibit is June 16th through August 11th, and then finally this one, August 17th through October 31st. I mean, it's terrific. It's amazing. Again, I always say we have these jewels all over New Hampshire that people don't take advantage of. So this, other than the tank, this little-known museum, 77 Center Street in Wolfboro has all of this, you know, fascinating and important historical exhibit. So thank you, Mike, for leading that. So as you kind of think in terms of this last 18 months, and of course when things were at their worst, you know, in March, roughly March and April of 2020, and you were thinking ahead, oh, my God, my normal museum season is May 1st to October 31st. How did you lead your organization during the height of the pandemic?
Well, you know, it's a good question, and what we did is, we plan usually 2 years ahead, so things are already planned that far in advance. So last year, we just, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen, as almost nobody knew what was going to happen. So we planned just to go right on as if we were going to have a regular season. We planned to open up on May the 1st and close on October the 31st. CDC guidelines and the state guidelines said that we should wait until June 22nd to open, so we did. So we lost 6 weeks of our attendance, which is not helpful in your budget. But what we didn't lose is the support of our members and people who gave donations, which we're so grateful for. Even during that horrible period, people still knew that there was a reason for us to be here, and that we were gonna do what we always did. We were gonna educate people, and we were gonna try to have them understand history in terms of American history, and we're also gonna try to entertain them, and that we were going to do that in a way as safely as possible, and that we followed all the guidelines that we should. So I'm really really pleased to say that, except for the 6 weeks, we tried to maintain a traditional way that we offer our exhibitions. We had to cancel our evening programs, which hurt us a lot, because that's what we're about. We're an educational institution. So each Tuesday night during the season from May through October, we have programs from 7 to 8 o'clock, lots of different programs. We had to cancel those last year. And I'll be darned if all of the people who were going to deliver presentations last year, they all say, well, we want to come back this year and do it. And so we have a whole series of programs, again, from May the 1st to October the 31st. So that part of our year last year was gone, but we're back in, and we're going to have that again this year.
And I think that's the untold story of 2020, all of the quiet financial and moral support that not-for-profit organizations, you know, arts organizations and museums like the Wright Museum were getting. And as you said, you've regrouped and you're in the middle of, you know, these fabulous programs, you know, starting with the Civilian Women's Pilot Organization, which is ongoing right as we speak. And then we'll segue to World War One between June 16th and August 11th. And then the Momentum's World War II exhibit August 17th through October 31st. Fully sponsored, and thanks to your leadership, Mike. So everybody out there, take a drive up to Wolfboro. You can't miss the tank. Become a member. WrightMuseum.org. For my CEO friends, consider contacting, you know, Mike Culver, who I'm speaking with, who's the executive director, for sponsorships. And as Mike said, he's constantly planning and refreshing. And so if not this year, you can become a sponsor for an exhibit, you know, next year. And then with my, as a former chair of the State Board of Ed, I love hearing all of this history, because this is kind of real world learning, and we don't have time to cover it, but I'm assuming we'll at some point get the schools, you know, back on board. So Mike Culver, thank you for your leadership again. I hope we can get some more members. I know I'm going to get up there for the at least the World War One exhibit. Again, the website is WrightMuseum.org. Become a member, become a sponsor, drive up, buy a ticket, 77 Center Street, Wolfboro. Thank you, Mike, for your leadership.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you asking, and we enjoy talking with you every year, and hope to see you when you're here.